When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And today we're going to dive into the exciting world of pattern envelopes.
And it's exciting because I think we dove there before, but apparently it didn't get across to our public, or maybe we have new public that isn't going back into our old information. I don't know.
We did a series a while ago for a listener named Crystal, and actually Crystal, I think at the time, well, she requested, she said, what are the skills I need to be a garment sewer? And so we did actually a five-part series for her, and then on Instagram, she just posted the most beautiful welt pocket on a pair of pants.
So Crystal's been doing her stuff.
And you know what? Crystal's Canadian.
Mallory's in love with the Canadians.
In love with the Canadians. I didn't know
it's
Crystal
all right. It's
was
all
Canadian.
Right. I'm in love with all you domestic people here in the USA.
I like my Canadian sewing crushes. anyway.
Girl crushing on the Canadians.
That's right.
Except my next husband's from Canada.
That's right. So don't tell me about how you like the domestic people.
That's right.
No, love my Sandy and my Glenda and Fred and Janet and Julie.
Riley.
And who else is from Canada? So many.
Fred. Did you say Fred?
I said
you
Fred.
You did not miss Fred.
I said Fred. Okay.
Fred, you didn't miss Fred.
All of our Canadian.
But Lonnie's not from there.
Nope. Ohio.
Okay. Ohio.
O-H-I-O.
Down on the Ohio. Anyway.
All right. It's podcast number two for today. Okay.
Getting a little punchy. We worked all morning and now we're casting.
So I think you might have one of the patterns we looked at with
back
our
then,
yeah
back
when we did then. The right. series
I keep
for
picking
Crystal.
Up this maternity pattern. It's because it's never been opened. It's in mint shape.
That's an expensive pattern. Look at the back.
At the back,
$15.75.
Oh, there's no way I paid $16 for this. Especially, I bought this for your sister, and then I drafted all her patterns when she was pregnant.
So
maybe she bought it.
We're going to dive into pattern envelopes. Now, you might not, if you are a new stitcher who is a digital native, you might not dive into pattern envelopes that often.
But
a lot
these
of the things,
same directions will be included with your PDF, PDF format. And you should read them before you start your garment.
And they'll be advertised or shown, you know, in the description of the product. Or they should be. I actually think
if they're not,
sometimes
you need to get away from that pattern maker.
I think sometimes not all of this is included in some online stuff. But, of course, not all of it. Okay, so you said you want to start at the very beginning.
Well, and on the beginning, and this is going to be in a PDF pattern too, on the front of the envelope or, you know, in the initial presence of the PDF formatted pattern, there's going to be a picture or a drawing.
Yep.
It'll be of one style or maybe a style where two or three are similar.
Yep. And I talked about this a little bit on a live broadcast this morning. You know,
I want to know if you look like this picture. That's the first thing.
You've worn clothes before, dear listener. Okay. So, like, if you've worn a dolman top before, and you just hate the way they look on you. Like, maybe don't buy another dolman top.
Or another dolman top pattern.
Right. Or oh, I don't know. I've had people be like, I have really big boobs. I don't want to buy a low cut, or, you know, I don't wear anything low cut. And they, I don't know, they buy something low cut. It's like, hey, take a look here. Use some judgment. This is good. My pattern is a Vogue pattern by Sandra Bitsina from back in the day.
I have a McCall's pattern, and, you know, it is a maternity pattern, but they had this, and they're showing it in a long length and a shorter length. Okay, what do I know about myself? If I wear a long skirt...
You're short length.
That's right. If I wear... The short length is long on me. But if I wear a long skirt, it's very, because I'm so short, my legs are so short, it's very easy for me to look like I'm growing out of the ground like a tree. So just because the pattern looks a certain way or is drawn a certain way, why are you making that face? She's making the most bizarre face. But anyway,
just because
the pattern looks a certain way on this beautiful woman that is on the front of this. She can't possibly be pregnant. Her face isn't even puffy. But
hey, my face isn't puffy either.
Okay. But, you know, I don't look good like in a maxi skirt or a maxi dress. It doesn't work for me. You need to know that I've got some legs. So a lot of times, you know, that's not the style I would choose. Now, I might choose this. And I probably have enough knowledge to know that I could cut it off and make it shorter and it looks all right, right?
Yeah.
Because I've been there, done that. The other thing that's on, you're going to find on the front of the pattern is its name or its number, right? A lot of the PDF patterns, they name them the Ginger Jean, right? Or the Colette something, or the, you know, floozy doozy, whatever.
Our line of PDF patterns.
The Peapod this. I mean,
our
some
line
of the names
of
are
patterns will be floozy the floozy doozies.
So anyway, but you know, they'll have a name or some identifiable way to, you know, identify that particular pattern in that line of patterns, right?
Yeah. And that can be important if you're ever going to a website and you want to see, like, reviews, like on patternreview.com.
Right.
Now, we are also talking about sort of, it's very important for you all to understand where the designer's coming from when they drafted this pattern for you. And you're going to find more information about that on the back.
Okay, but on the front, you're also, someplace you're going to see the sizes available. Okay.
Mine's on the back.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the other thing is somewhere on that pattern, you'll find out what those size measurements are.
Okay, so I was looking at this pattern real weird because it says there are two views and, like, the views look exactly the same to me. If we had time, I'd say, hey, you figure
one's got it. A ham hot sleeve.
They both have ham hot sleeves, one's a different color, and they're counting
one's
as a different
polka
view.
One's blue.
They're counting when you use a different color as a different view.
There's a contrasting cuff, so they're calling it a different view.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Sandra Bitsina made this pattern for Vogue, and it is, according to the description, a close-fitting pullover top has squared neckline, front drape with stay, back neckband, and long sleeves with self or contrasting fabric sleeve band. Okay?
Okay.
That's what they say about this pattern. So I know, close fitting.
That doesn't even look close fitting.
Well, hold on. Okay.
Yeah.
But Sandra says it is.
She says it is.
She says close fitting. And I'm like, well, I hate close fitting things. I'm not going
to
buy
this. Then I suggest you continue to look for another pattern.
That's right. You know, if you are like, gosh, I don't like it, my clothes are too tight, you know, maybe this isn't good for you.
It also has to go over your hair. And you know that bouffant hairdo you like to wear?
These ladies aren't wearing a bouffant.
It says it goes over your head, and I don't want you to mess up your beehive.
Give me a break. Okay, it's a knit. So then it tells...
Which is very important.
Yes.
That it is suggested only for knits.
That's right.
As the pattern I have is suggested for woven fabrics. Rayon, Georgette, lightweight linen. That's what it says.
Mine says for moderate stretch knits only. You know, it's telling me.
And do you have a stretch bar on there? Does it have
a
guide?
Yeah. Stretch crosswise, 4 inches, parentheses 10 centimeters, of folded knit from here, there's an arrow,
to here.
Another arrow. So you need to make sure that your fabric stretches that much, at least.
At least.
And if it stretches a ton more than that, you might pay for it too.
Right. Or just a little bit, it might be okay.
Yeah.
But if it's the first time that you've made the pattern, mm-hmm. your safest bet is to go with what it says. If it's the first time you've ever made a knit garment ever in your life, ever, do exactly what it says.
Especially if you've seen good things about the pattern. And, you know, Vogue has a pretty good reputation. So does Sandra Bitsina.
Well, you know, here's the deal. We're very fortunate these days. You can go, tell me if I am not right, and search this pattern online and see if there's any reviews, Mallory. And somebody can tell you what they made it out of and if they were successful. Did they follow the directions and how did it fit? Did it fit like the pattern envelope said?
Absolutely. And so you can look this up. You can Google this stuff. But also, Mom says she wants an enamel pin that says you have to know the rules before you break them.
Or you're screwed.
She used another word. And we can't put it on an enamel pin. I don't think the market's big enough.
We might not be able to even podcast it.
But you need to understand that this designer came at this garment with the fabrics in mind.
Right.
Okay? Please, please, please remember this. There is a lot. We get this question all the time, and I thought maybe. Somebody complained about you interrupting me again.
Yeah, somebody complained about you interrupting me,
too. No, you interrupted me.
No, both ways.
Okay. I get this question a lot. Can I make clothes with quilting cotton? Well, if it says you can, you can. But, like, not this shirt, you know, and a georgette and lightweight linen and whatnot, they don't act the same as quilting cotton.
And I think one reason, like on this pattern, it being a maternity pattern,
yeah,
they're thinking if you use a quilting cotton on this and you sit down with your weighted butt, as it's going to be when you're pregnant, and you get up, you're going to have these big lines. It's
wrinkles,
not going to be pleasant.
No, and so I just, like, it's not like quilting cotton is banned from the garment scene, but it's almost like saying, can I use wool for garments? Can I use this for garments? Can I? Well, not all garments.
Now, I use home deck fabric for garments.
There you go.
I mean, I've done that forever.
We were talking about fit this morning on the live broadcast, and someone's making the ginger jeans.
Right.
Had their crotch curve all curved out with the flexible ruler, and then they were laying it down. I said, wait a minute, you know, we can make a lot of assumptions about these patterns before we know how they're actually going to fit us.
Right.
And it can be dangerous. So that's why we always make a muslin, a test garment, right? And I just need you to know that if you go to measure this close-fitting top, And you measure all the pattern pieces, let's say, and you say, oh, this is really close to my bust measurement, or it's a little smaller than my bust measurement or something. There can be something called negative ease.
That's correct.
For a knit garment, there's negative ease in the ginger jeans. Sometimes I'll tell people to make a size where it says it's actually going to be a little smaller than their body measurement. That's for the negative ease. So the fabric has such a big role to play.
Absolutely.
Such a big role to play in the making of the pattern, in the making of the garment, that you can't ignore it, okay? It will define the closures that are used or that are not used. This is a pullover top, right? So your bouffant hair style doesn't
work.
Well,
I have...
Just please keep that in mind, and we're going to take a short break and come back and get Mom's input on, I don't know, her sticking point on the pattern envelope. All right, Mom, we're big thread sticklers, aren't we?
Yes, thread snobs, I would call us.
I wrote a blog post a couple years ago that said, don't put crappy thread in your sewing machine or your serger. And I felt really brave, but you know that I was using the word crappy online.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we are very particular about our sergers as well.
Absolutely.
So it would only seem natural that we're particular about our serger thread.
Absolutely.
So we carry the Madeira AeroLock serger thread.
Right.
On our website.
It's a two-ply polyester. It has a minimum amount of binding
agent
yeah. which is the glue that they hold all these fibers with, and it has a long fibered thread. So you have, you know, less glue and less fuzz going through your machine and winding up in your project.
Absolutely. So it keeps your nice expensive serger cleaner,
right.
longer, keeps your project intact longer.
And looking very pristine, might I add.
Absolutely. And it comes in 48 colors.
Right.
So take your pick. And normally it is $5.99 for a 2,300 meter spool. And if you go to sewhere.com/serger thread, you'll see all 48 colors of Madeira AeroLock serger thread. And you can use the code SERGE, S-E-R-G-E, at checkout for 20% off your purchase of Madeira AeroLock serger thread.
So long and so happy.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, and we're back. Mom, you get to talk now.
Well, you know,
I'll let you talk.
Well, no, you're preaching to them, Mallory.
I mean,
you are. And you know why? Because we keep getting the same question over, and it's not only the question, it's somebody's already made the mistake and they're so disappointed.
Right.
And what we're trying to tell you is, you know, the pattern is meant to be done this way. And what Mallory said about my little saying, know the rules before you break them. The reason you need to know why those rules exist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is for a knit because it does have negative ease. And if I make it out of a quilting cotton, it sure the heck isn't going to fit me. It's not even going to go over my forearm.
Right.
You know, I mean, you have to know why before you get to break the rules.
And if you were to make your maternity dress out of some slinky knit in right. the size suggested for your body measurements, you might be swimming in it.
Absolutely.
It'd be too big and it'd
Absolutely.
Be all funky.
Right. Well, and you know, there are other things on the pattern envelope that I think we need to
talk about
a little bit.
I get really stuck on this fabric thing and I'm just going to say one more thing and then I promise to let it go. But if you take the EZT class, you notice that we measure your body and then add ease to, right? Before we plot the point.
Because you're making it out of a woven.
That's right.
And we're putting it over our heads.
And I say and I say things like, you got to make this neckline big enough for your head to get through, blah, 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 blah.
And you're also saying to use a drapey fabric and not a quilting cotton, because if you use the quilting cotton, it may turn into a tent, or you may wind up looking sort of like a chair when it's done.
Or a sack. Yeah. Or something like that. So anyway, I just, if you're having trouble, like, making the personal connection with why the designer chose the fabrics, it's kind of like, would maybe be a good idea for you to draft.
Or maybe you should go someplace else.
No. Draft your own
draft,
pattern.
Oh, draft. Right. Drafting
draft
is a
pattern.
Good idea.
That's what
right.
I'm saying. Draft your own pattern. Get a feel for it. And that can help. Okay. Move on to another part of the pattern envelope. Yeah. Go. I'll stay in my... I'm okay.
Well, the other thing. I mean, after it gives you suggestions of fabric, if there's lining to be had or facing or interfacing, it's going to make some suggestions.
Mine's
there.
Complicated. This is lined.
Yeah, well, it's self-lined, right? And then has something that stays it. Is that right?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know if it's self-lined.
Well, isn't it lined with the same fabric? Isn't it a knit?
Yeah, I guess.
I think the front's lined. Just the front. Kay. I don't know. By looking at it, I would
you
say...
You opened it. You should.
I would say the front's lined. Yeah, I opened it in 2001.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so the next thing you'll have is yardage recommendation.
Yeah.
Or, you know, meter recommendation. How much fabric you are going to need, okay, to make this. And make sure you look at the widths. You know, the one I have has 45 and 60 on it.
Yeah.
Okay. We used to have 36-inch fabric that you don't see made much anymore.
Oh.
Okay. Guess what? Guess where that was made?
Yeah.
It was made here in the United of States because we had short fibered cotton. And that's what the mills were made for.
So fabric recommendations are important. And we just had somebody in the group that I cannot remember what the dress was, but they're like, hey, this says it takes 5 yards of fabric. Do I really need 5 yards of fabric? And people are like, yep, just finished one. Big pattern layout.
Well,
big
pattern
pieces.
Funny, there's funny things like sleeves take so much fabric and they don't look very big.
Sleeves are huge.
They are. They have to go around each arm and there's two of them.
They're almost as big as like the front
like
of
the bodice.
Sometimes, you're like, oh, dang.
Yeah,
you know.
It is. I always am amazed, like, how much sleeve you need.
It's a weird shape, too.
Right.
And, you know, I think this dress that the group members were talking about had, like, a bunch of...
There was a lot of pattern pieces, correct?
And there were a lot of gores.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so they're talking about pattern layout, and sometimes you can't be flipping that pattern around.
Absolutely.
Sometimes
you may have to stay in the same grain line.
Right. But...
We can talk about it.
Yeah.
And it does tell you on the pattern that you would need additional fabric to match stripes or plaids or a one-way fabric design. And sometimes you might really need to look at your fabric. Like the stems of the flowers might be going only in one direction.
Yeah.
So you need to know that. Or all the watermelons might be if there's a horse's head on it or something like that. Or, you know, obviously if there's a fabric with nap.
Oh,
a fabric that you can brush one way or the other.
Mine says lining is nylon tricot or stretch tulle.
Wow.
And then it says unsuitable for obvious diagonals, plaids, or stripes.
Right, and you will get that. The unsuitable is a nice thing to have.
Yeah, so just don't use it.
That tells you, you know, not to do that.
Oh, and mine has with nap and without nap yardage recommendations.
Okay.
Like, it's got an asterisk for with nap and two asterisks.
Okay, so my pattern says, dress view A in my size, I'm going to go with a size 10 here, says I need, you know, 1 3/4 yards, okay, for my 60-inch fabric.
Yeah.
How much do you think I'm going to buy?
What did it say you need?
It says I need 1 3/4.
You're going to buy 2 or 2.5?
I'm going to buy at least 2.
You're going to buy 3.
Knowing me, I'd buy 3. Well, knowing me, I already bought 3.
Yeah.
And it's in my stash,
that's
what I'm making out of anyway.
And so you don't need to go buy 5 yards for that dress because you're going to be like, I don't lay out my pattern pieces.
Well, the thing is I have no problem with buying an extra quarter of a yard.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes, depending on where you're buying it or who's cutting it, you will get such a bad cut. Okay, that you're going to waste almost a quarter of a yard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not saying that's right, but it happens like that in stores. I've been there and it's happened.
I do not feel comfortable going someplace and like, I don't even, like 1 1/4 yards. Like what? No, I just get like 1.5.
Yeah.
Like why would I?
Right.
You know, why would I even
risk?
Or an
eighth. Why would you buy an eighth of a yard?
Why would I risk it? Like, just go up, get round up.
Why would you buy 2 1/8?
Like,
I'm going to buy 2.5.
We sell the denim by the yard and half yard, and I don't feel remotely bad about that.
That's
like,
That's right.
You buy 2 or 2.5 yards.
Like, well, and the other thing, of course, it suggests are your notions. And it says thread.
Good.
Okay. It should say good quality thread, but it only says thread.
Hey, mine needs fusible stay tape, trademarked, or a quarter inch strip of selvage, lightweight cotton or silk. This is a classy pattern.
Yes, it is.
Sandra Vizzina. This is stretch tool lining.
That's right.
Yeah. She's classy.
And mine needs a zipper because it's a woven. So it needs a way to get in and out of it. And then, of course, it mentions a hook and eye. Now, if I decide to make that an invisible zipper, I might not need a hook and eye.
Hey, I remember someone, not going to name names, talking to us about how they were going to make all these knit dresses for a project. And she was like, well, how should I put the zipper in these knit dresses?
Uh-huh. And did I tell her?
Yeah. You and I were like, well, if they're stretched, like, they're stretchy knit,
right?
You know, like, they can just go on over That's their right. heads. Like, they don't need a zipper, you know?
So unless they have really, really big heads.
Or, I don't know, I guess if it's, like, a turtleneck and you don't want, like, if it's during a quick change or, I mean, they're, of course.
Actually, I have actually purchased knit dresses.
Uh-huh.
Ready to wear that have had a zipper in it that I didn't know it had a zipper in it till like 3 or 4 years later
because you always
would
just
go
put
right
it on over
my head.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's like bad to put a zipper in a knit dress, but like here's another thing where like it is possibly optional.
But and I have couple of knit dresses I have made that I have a side zipper in.
Yeah.
So that zipper goes, you know, under my arm and through the waist where I have a very fitted waist.
And if it's very structured, that can be nice.
Well, and the other reason I have it like that is because that fitted waist, I don't want to stretch it out.
You don't want to be stretching
it out. And I actually
have
darts there and everything, too. So it's not a loose-fitting
dress.
And
yeah, I mean, I remember this situation so clearly that when we were like, well, if they can put them on their head. And she was like, oh, duh. Like, here's the other thing. We knew that this
situation.
If
you're making all these dresses out of knit and you have to ask somebody how you're going to put the zipper in, maybe you should try a few test garments first.
Well, and that's the thing. You could test it out. But it was just kind of funny that she was like, oh, yeah, I am making this from a knit, and these don't need zippers. It was just interesting, you know,
unless
conversation.
Unless you have a bouffant beehive hairdo that you don't want to pull your dress
up. I think these
over.
Had a really, like, ample neckline.
Right.
Not low in the back, but, like, it was something you could pull on over your head. You know, and, boy, did that save a lot of time, you know? I mean,
and cutting and all that stuff.
You can just serge up that back seam.
So I think why we're talking about this today, because we've talked about it before, is that we just really want people to be successful and not so many questions later about, well, why didn't this work? You know, I made it out of quilting cotton and, you know, now I can't get it to go over my head.
And I think the quilting cotton becomes, you know, we don't mean to vilify it, but it's one of the most accessible fabrics.
It's very accessible. I think the other thing about it is accessibility is also because there's so much of it, but people will tend to go for some novelty print.
And they can have such cute prints nowadays, especially with all these like kind of collections
themes,
by these fabric designers. Like, you know, you see the Tula Pink, you know, like octopuses and all that stuff. And you're like, oh my gosh, I want to wear that. You know, I don't want to just put that on a quilt. And it's exciting. So I get the urge.
Right.
You know what I love? And this is totally getting off topic. But the cotton and steel, they will have these beautiful collections, and then it's on canvas, and it's on quilting cotton, and it's on like a rayon challis, and I'm like, oh, yay, you know, how
well,
exciting.
You know, the other thing you can do is you can make a knit garment, and you can put woven details on it.
Yes.
And not always lose, you know, the stretch that you're looking for.
Right, but, you know, so the quilting cotton question just comes up quite often in this, but you need to know that fabric choice was not an afterthought.
No.
It was not like...
It was a forethought.
I am designing this shirt. I'm Sandra Bizzina, and I'm designing a shirt, and then later I'll figure out what fabric I want to make it out of. No, Sandra Bizzina was like, you know, a close-fitting top needs to be made from a knit, and then that's how I'm going to use this information to draft, you know, to actually plot the points that you, the consumer, are going to use and cut out and everything.
Now, another thing you can do, and I don't know how this works with all PDF patterns, which is probably a kind of a shame, but I, you know, they have sew-alongs and forums and things, so I don't know. But with the printed pattern that you buy in the envelope, if you're in the store, you can open it up. Do not pull the pattern out, but you can pull the direction sheets out and look, the instructions and look at them. And that might give you an idea of how that is made, if you can handle it, if you can, or if you want to tackle it, or, you know, what it means to you. Now, don't take the pattern apart, because pretty much I think you should buy it if you do that. But, you know, you can take out those instruction sheets and look at them. And sometimes online there'll be, on a PDF pattern, there'll be a good enough description as of how it's going to be constructed.
Right.
So, you know, I guess, you know, talking about the picture or the drawing on the front of the pattern, don't get so carried away with that.
Right.
Think about what really is going to happen. And if you've ever noticed in all of these, like, you know, runway drawings, or, you know, if you would look into whose sketchbook? Give me a designer, Mallory. Oh. You know, Armani. I don't know. Somebody who's alive. Bob Mackie, okay?
Is he alive?
Bob Mackie is well and alive.
Okay.
I'd say he might be in his 70s or something, but his drawings do not look like particularly the people wearing them.
No, they're fashion illustrations.
You know, usually they're elongated, their hands don't have real fingers, you know, things like that. So
you will not look, your fingers will not look
right,
like that.
You know, you're not going to look exact. That drawing, a lot of times, is a concept, and even on patterns, it sometimes can be a concept.
And if you are looking to get a very specific look, and I brought this up a couple podcasts ago, I think it was in the Buttonhole podcast. You know, if you are looking to get the super fitted, like, wiggle dress bombshell look, you might need yourself some special undergarments.
It's called industrial underwear.
That's right. That's right. And I brought the, I said the same thing. I just want to let people know. Sorry, I'm repeating myself. But Gertie, of Gertie's blog for Better Sewing, and she's got all these cute, you know, vintage inspired patterns. She says, I gotta wear this under this to have this shape. I have to have this supportive, strapless, like she wears like a corset sort of, you know, thing, a bustier, and a petticoat.
Right.
You know, to get that shape. It doesn't just, you can't just sew it together.
You can't.
And then,
yeah, just doesn't happen with one little garment that you put on your body.
No matter.
And that's how we're used to dressing nowadays.
Yes.
We slip on a t-shirt and a pair of pants and we go. We don't have a lot of structured undergarments.
Right. So
you do have to think about that stuff.
This is unfamiliar to people who've never maybe like branched into
performance. I do say there could be someone out there who's never worn a structured bra and only worn a sports bra.
Yeah.
I'll bet you anything.
Oh, yeah.
And in my day, that was not what happened.
And so nowadays, we have all these sort of like, I mean, I use the word relaxed, you know, these relaxed
fits. It is relaxed.
And it's fine.
And it's nice.
Yeah, it's comfortable.
It's wonderful.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you're not dressing right or you need to dress this way. We're not saying that. We're just saying.
Reality is.
If you start to branch into a type of clothing you've never worn before, the undergarments might end up being really important.
You know, one of the things I see, I was just in the store the other day and I was like, all of a sudden it just hit me. Why is everybody wearing clothing that is too small for them? Now, maybe they bought it and they gained weight and they haven't figured this out yet or something. But I was like, you know, clothing shouldn't particularly hug you to death. It's not a sausage casing. If you look like a sausage in something, it's not right.
Yeah, you.
It's not right. You know, it should skim. And if your trousers are going up in places that the public doesn't always want to see, you know, the butt of my pants should skim over my butt cheeks. It shouldn't, like, outline them.
I think we're getting into a different podcast.
Well, I'm just saying when it comes to fitting.
Yes, it did. That's very true. And you know, sometimes if you are buying a piece of clothing and you're looking to flatter yourself, like many of our listeners are trying to do, if you end up buying a size bigger, you could end up looking
a size smaller. Absolutely.
Because you don't get the distractions.
And if you don't like the size that's on the tag, cut it out.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Right.
Look at how it looks on you. Okay, well, we definitely went off on a tangent there. If you want to hear more from us, subscribe in iTunes. You can leave us a review there. And you can follow us on Instagram. We're ZD Sewing Studio. Or get a hold of me, Mallory@sewhere.com. And thank you so much for listening.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.